There's two kinds of manager. One that ain't very smart. He gets bad players, loses games, and gets fired. There was somebody like me that I was a genius. I got good players, stayed out of their way, let them win a lot, and then just hung around for 26 years.
That's Sparky Anderson, one of baseball's greatest managers, in July 2000. That's when he was inducted into the Hall of Fame. Sparky Anderson died yesterday in Los Angeles of complications from dementia. Sparky was a feisty minor league shortstop that worked the field with determination but couldn't hit worth a damn. His years as a player are only worth noting for two reasons. First, that's where he got his nickname. One sportscaster would comment on his charging the umpire. "The sparks are flying," he'd say. But with game after game of the same routine, the announcer finally said, "Here comes Sparky racing toward the umpire again." The name stuck, and Sparky reluctantly accepted it. He made his last playing appearance in September of 1959 in the major leagues, and that might have been the last we heard of George Anderson from Bridgewater, South Dakota, except for the second reason that his playing years matter. He went to play for the AAA Toronto Maple Leafs, and owner Jack Cook noticed he was better off the field than on it. And so at the age of 30, George Anderson got his chance and found his calling. In the minor leagues, he managed four different teams that won the pennant 4 years in a row.
We called him the main spark, and that's what he was, because he was the guy that kept everything together.
That's Hall of Famer Joe Morgan on ESPN. When he got the job as manager of the Cincinnati Reds in 1969, the headline in the paper read, "Sparky who?" Well, they weren't asking that question for long.
A lot of people say, well, if you write down Morgan, Bench, Rose, Perez, and all these guys' names, you should win. That's not true. I think Sparky Anderson is the only guy that could have handled all the egos and different personalities.
Sparky led the Reds to a pennant win in 1970 and was the hand on the helm during the Big Red Machine era when the Reds won the World Series in 1975 and 76. Fans and sportscasters alike were incredulous about his habit of yanking pitchers early in the game. I can still see in my mind's eye Sparky striding to the mound with his hands in his team jacket, head stretched forward, signaling to the bullpen for the relief pitcher. That odd custom of his, by the way, is now routine in major league games. Sparky's players say he expected them to act like gentlemen. He required them to wear slacks and suit coats when they were flying, and he was more likely to say golly than any expletive. Here's Sparky on the Charlie Rose Show in 1998.
When I was young, there used to be a saying, "Don't do as I do, do as I say."
Yeah.
That's wrong. Do as I, like I tell the players, you're going to do as I show you. So it's the manager's job to show you how we're going to be. And now, I better be right, because if I'm not right on how I go about things, how I talk to the media, how I do things on the field, if I don't do those things right, Charlie, how can I expect them?
Sparky was fired by the Reds in 1978. It's a move that still rankles some Cincinnati fans. And he moved on to Detroit. He'd spend the rest of his career in the Motor City managing the Tigers. Here's all-star shortstop Alan Trammell.
He took us when we were young kids, thought we knew what we were doing, and we knew a little bit, but we soon found out how little that we did know about really how to play the game, how to conduct yourself both on and off the field. And I say that, you know, off the field too. I mean, this was a person who was like an extension of your parents, of teaching you what's right and wrong, and that helped us on the field. And, you know, he was awesome. I mean, to be honest with you, I love the man. And, you know, again, I treasure the time that we had together.
The Tigers started winning almost immediately and took home the World Series crown in 1984.
It's over!
To this day, Sparky is still the Tigers manager who stayed the longest and won the most. In Cincinnati and Detroit, he won almost 2,200 games. That's the sixth most in Major League history. And, of course, his picture now hangs in the Hall of Fame.
I tell you what it feels. I've never wore a World Series ring, and I will wear this ring till I die.
Sparky retired from baseball after the 1995 season. Some think he was pushed out, but he was also brokenhearted over the 1994 strike and disillusioned by arguments over millions of dollars. He was never bitter, though. A few years ago, he said, "I was so lucky that I almost at times feel ashamed." I had the privilege of interviewing Sparky a few times while I was reporting in Detroit. His eyes would sparkle from beneath bushy white brows. He'd place a hand on my shoulder and look me right in the eye to answer my questions. You can set aside all his achievements in baseball for just the moment, because the world is a slightly colder place now that Sparky Anderson has left it. I realize people say that a lot when someone dies. I don't mean it like that. He wasn't nice compared to other celebrities. He was simply a good man and a gentle man and a wonderful human being. At one point, someone asked him how he could remember everyone's names, even the ball boys, and he said, Why don't you try asking them?
And as I used to tell the ball players, boys, God gave you class. He gave every one of us class when we were born. Two things can happen. One, you can give it away, and you'll never get it back. But number two, if you never sell it or give it away, you'll always have it, no matter what. And that, to me, is basically what life is.
Sparky Anderson died yesterday in Los Angeles at the age of 76.
Oh, man, the Sparkmeister. You know, I was born in Dayton, Ohio. So, mm-hmm. The Cincinnati Reds were the huge team in my family. Then we moved to Western Michigan. So then we followed the Tigers.
Oh, wow. So then you were following the Tigers. Yeah. So you've been following Sparky Anderson.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Well, you know, he is a baseball guy. You know, there's few people. Bobby Cox is maybe one of them, where they come from the baseball world, the pre-corporate, pre-kind of Steinbrenner world of baseball.
I think that's why the baseball strike really hurt him personally.
Yeah.
He just didn't see baseball that way.
Well, baseball changed as a business during his career. I think, you know, it's great that he won a World Series ring in both leagues. Only guy ever to do it.
No, there's been another. Actually,
really?
One of his mentees.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the fact that he was able to handle all of the changes in baseball and still stay a baseball guy. There aren't, I don't know if there's anybody like Sparky Anderson even coming up in the sport today.
The death of Sparky Anderson is the death of an era. I mean, with him and Ernie Harwell, certainly in Detroit, those are two men who kind of classified a certain integrity about baseball. I'm not saying baseball doesn't have integrity, but they signified an era of the sport.
Goodbye, Spark.